was wondering if you would talk about your sign. And I, last time you were here was with your husband. And I was wondering what you're feeling.
Well, I've actually been in the peace movement with my husband forever and ever, beginning back in Detroit, working in the inner city, and justice and peace have always been the issue. But warfare has become more and more, so to speak, I guess you might say, sterilized by drones and bombs, where the people who press the buttons are not actually feeling combat. Perhaps it makes it easier to find an enemy to kill. I do not believe that warfare, and certainly nuclear warfare, it has any place in today's world. I'm really here because very few know that we have 49 sites in Colorado that hold bombs that are 5 times the power of the bombs that struck Nagasaki and did that kind of devastation. So if those are unleashed by a careless hand, we know that there are others in the world, and we will all be destroyed.
And so you're very familiar with Peterson Air Force Base. What's it like to have an Air Force Base in your town?
Well, we retired here from Colorado, and I guess we were rather naive. And then to know that there are 6 military bases around here makes it a place of military power and not a place where one really thinks of peace. And I just believe nonviolence is the only way that our human beings, and we are all one around the globe, and the very earth itself is going to survive.
You said you used to do this work with your husband.
I did. I have been out here several times, and it was the protest for peace. Basically, it was for peace, stop warring. Basically, was led by Sisters for Nonviolence. And I'm not in a religious order, but those of us who belong to Citizens for Peace and Space and Pikes Peak Justice and Peace would come out, and we would support the sisters because there's actually no separation between spirituality and materialism. Power and greed is what is forcing us to keep on fighting and attacking. And I think we do need leadership who will recognize that making any preemptive attack or making enemies on the other side of the globe is really attacking ourselves.